Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting third. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Wally Post. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Jablonski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting 8th. The catcher, Valmy Thomas. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the New York Giants, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0. Giants. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mays moves to second. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post strikes out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Crow moves to second. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a fly ball into left field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Thomas for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson who is chasing the ball. O'Connell reaches third base with a triple. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell scores. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Klipstein now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Mueller moves to second. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 0 for 1 in the game. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Mays moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. Jablonski moves to second. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball towards right. Post catches it and throws to home to double up Mays. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a pop-up towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 1 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jablonski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Johnny Klipstein. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Thomas and he is safe. McMillan steals second. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Art Fowler now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller is hit by the pitch. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Bailey for a passed ball. Mueller moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is walked intentionally. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Mueller moves to third. Mays moves to second. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Mays scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Lockman moves to second. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez bunts towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockman moves to third. Thomas moves to second. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. O'Connell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-0, Giants. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-0, Giants. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Jablonski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jablonski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jablonski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Ray Jablonski. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Sauer hits a fly ball into right field. Post settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0-for-2 in the game. Post hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoke hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Robinson. Lockman reaches second base with a double. Valmy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Henrik pinch hits for Hirsch Freeman. Bobby Henrik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henrik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 3 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Temple moves to third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Wally Post is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Post is 0 for 3 in the game. Post hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Reds nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 2 for 4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Mueller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Connell moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Connell tags and scores. One out. It's 10-0, Giants. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bailey hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Giants. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoke is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer misplays the ball. That's an error on Spencer. Pete Wysenant pinch hits for Don Gross. Pete Wysenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wysenant hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Cincinnati Reds, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.